From the start of the session, Republican leaders, as well as many business groups, have stressed that the state's corporate taxes, among the highest in the country, are driving away business. Dave Juvet with the state's Business and Industry Association says as other states have made efforts to lower their rates, New Hampshire is losing ground.
The reality is, if you're looking at business taxation, our state does not compete very well with almost any state in the country, let alone the other New England states.
New Hampshire's business tax structure has both a business profits tax and a business enterprise tax. Neither has changed in more than a decade. And Jeff McLynch with New Hampshire Fiscal Policy Institute says it makes no sense to do it now.
So there's no reason to think that cutting business taxes now is going to yield more business tax revenue in the future.
McLynch and other critics say businesses' growth relies on more than just the corporate tax rate. According to a recent State Commission study, companies say the state's high energy costs, a lack of a trained workforce, and poor infrastructure are their top concerns. There is also disagreement over the short-term impact on the state budget, especially since business taxes are a quarter of the state's revenue. The state's Department of Revenue estimates the proposed cuts would mean a loss of $19.4 million starting in 2017, rising to $47 million per year after they are fully phased in. Supporters of the cuts dismiss that math. Juvet says it doesn't account for future economic growth or the projected boost in total tax receipts.
When you factor in economic growth, and I'm talking about historic economic growth that you can track over a number of years in our state, it's hard to see how there would be any negative impact to the budget in terms of money coming in from business taxes.
If kept in the two-year spending plan, the state's business profits tax, BPT, starting in 2017, would fall 0.6 of a point to 7.9% over a three-year period. Meanwhile, the state's business enterprise tax, BET, would be reduced to 0.675 by 2019. This argument has divided political parties in the legislature. There are also differing opinions among New Hampshire businesses. President of the Manchester Chamber of Commerce, Mike Skelton, says most businesses support these tax breaks, but says many fear the money businesses will save won't outweigh the potential loss to other parts of the state budget.
We also have to make sure in balancing that and looking at those business tax reductions that we're also not losing critical services that we also rely on, like infrastructure funding or other programs that allow us to operate and be successful.
According to data from the Department of Revenue, only a small portion of businesses would actually benefit from these cuts. In 2012, three-fourths of businesses did not pay a single cent towards the BPT, and nearly half didn't pay anything towards the BET. And a majority of BPT and BET revenue came from only 1% of businesses, meaning many small business owners, such as Tom Strickland, owner of the IT company Sequoia Technologies Group in Peterborough, will see little to no savings.
When I look at this one, in the case of our own business, I figured out that this tax cut will save me about $150 a year, which, you know, I might go out to dinner for $150, but I'm not going to hire any new people. You know, that's just not even going to be on my radar in terms of how I budget and how I plan for my business.
But the state's largest companies like BAE Systems and Velcro, which employ hundreds of people in New Hampshire, say they will see a hefty benefit. In a statement, Velcro says these cuts would help the company, quote, better compete with textile manufacturers in low-cost regions, as well as mitigate high energy costs. Economist Dennis DeLay of the New Hampshire Center for Public Policy Studies says the research on whether cutting business taxes hurts or helps a state's economy is a mixed bag, but says,
even if you couldn't show any direct quantitative impact, might be important simply because it sends a signal to the business community that New Hampshire is, you know, willing to cut taxes rather than raise taxes in order to spur economic development.
Which Val Sanchek, president of the small manufacturing company Graphicast, Inc. in Jaffrey, says is an important step to make.
You know, is it enough incentive to get someone to start a company in the state? Yeah, I'm not sure, but it's at least showing a trend that we're becoming more favorable toward business.
The proposed business tax cuts will likely be a major sticking point during the final budget negotiations, and Governor Maggie Hassan has made it pretty clear that she'll have a hard time supporting a spending plan that includes them. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.